writes in Perikei Alochahev Hilchas Tainios Vasiri B'Teves, and we fast on the 10th of Teves Shebo. On that day, Somach Melech Bovel Nevuchadnezzar Rosha Al Yerushalayim Ve'Vio B'Matzor U'Matzok. So the siege of Nebuchadnezzar, which is the beginning of the process that culminated with Churban Bais Rishon, after about a year and a half or so later, in which Nebuchadnezzar on Asar B'Teves sets up a siege around Yerushalayim, and this is unfortunately the beginning of the end. And the Rambam goes on to say that Aval Echad Me'arba Yemei Atzoma Shechalios B'Shabbos Dochen Oso Li'achar Shabbos. We have the four tzomos for Churban HaBayis, and we push them off in the case where they overlap on Shabbos. The Mechaber in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Tes writes, Afal Gav Dechsiv B'Kra B'Chodesh HaRevi B'Tisha L'Chodesh Huvka Ha'ir. We're talking now about the fourth month, if we count from Nisan, it's Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. So we're up to Tammuz, and already on the 9th of Tammuz, the enemies penetrated through the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. But nevertheless, says the Mechaber, even though the 9th of Tammuz represents a very sad day in Jewish history, nevertheless, Ein Mis'anin B'Tespo Elabiyud Zayin. Nevertheless, we don't fast on the 9th day, but rather on the 17th day, which would seem to indicate that there should be a fast on the 9th day, but in actuality we're going to fast on the 17th. V'dei sh'afal pi sh'b'rishono huvka b'tisha bo, even though in the first Beis HaMikdash, the breaking through Yerushalayim took place on the 9th of Tammuz, but kevin sh'b'shnia huvka b'yud zayin b'tammuz, since in the second Beis HaMikdash they broke through the city walls on the 17th, and now we're talking about the Romans, of course, is Tiknu Lis'anos B'Yud Zayin Bo Mishum Dechubin B'Yasheni Tadir Chamir. So the Mechaber says that we're more connected to, and we live in the period that follows the Churban Bayis Sheni, and therefore the choice was the 17th of Tammuz for the fast, because that's when the beginning of the Churban of Bayis Sheni took place, and that's more Chomer. That's more Chomer for us, because again, we're living in the post-Churban period under the influence of the Churban Bayis Sheni. Now, if you take a look in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which is the source for this Mechaber on Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara says that Tisha B'Tammuz, on the 9th of Tammuz in the first Mikdash, Bo Huvka Ha'ir, Hayim Rishona, Avol B'Shnia Huvka B'Yud Zayin, Mishum Hachi Avdinin B'Yud Zayin B'Tainis. So the 17th is designated as the day of fasting, and that's what we saw in the Mechaber. It's all based on this Tosfos. And now Tosa suggests that it's quite possible, according to one particular version, one Brisa, that everything happened on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, even though the Pasuk itself indicates that it was on the 9th of Tammuz. But nevertheless, kilkul cheshbonos hoyisham, they were so overwhelmed by the tragedies of the time, they didn't pay attention exactly to record the day. And the day was recorded as the 9th of Tammuz, but it was really the 17th of Tammuz. Mitoch tirdosam ta'u b'cheshbonom. In other words, they made a mistake as to what day it was. They thought it was the 9th of Tammuz. It was really a week later, on the 17th of Tammuz. Lo rotza pasuk l'shanas mikosha yisvurim. The pasuk reflects what they thought according to their calculations on the calendar, but in truth it was on Yud Zayin, which would mean that according to Tosus in this Brisa, the 17th of Tammuz is Miyuad L'Paranios. There's a repeat performance of tragedy and calamity, because even in the first Mikdash, Huvka Ir took place on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. And we know that in the second Mikdash, that certainly was the date. If you take a look at the Tashbeitz, he writes, Lama Anu Mis'anim B'Tisha B'Tammuz. Why don't we have a fast day on the 9th of Tammuz, in so far as this was the day Bo Huvka Ir B'Rishona? In the same way that on the 10th of Teves we commemorate that calamity with fasting because of Melech Bavel, so too we should be commemorating the 9th of Tammuz because that was the day in which the enemy broke through the city. And furthermore, Lama Anu Mis'anin B'Shiva Sar B'Tammuz M'Neisha Bo Huvkoyer B'Shniya. If the 17th of Tammuz was actually chosen because of the calamity of that day in the second Mikdash, when the Romans broke through the city walls on the 17th of Tammuz in the second Mikdash, well, what about Smichus Romeim B'Yushalayim? We should have something paralleling Asar B'Tevis that took place at the time of the first Mikdash, when Melech Bavel Samach al Yerushalayim, and now we have the Romeim Samach al Yerushalayim. It doesn't tell you exactly what that date would be, but there should be a date that should be noted on the calendar. Ubazah Sofek Dochak Atzma Rabbeinu Ramban Zal Behilchas Avelos Yeshana Yikacheu Hama'ayon Misham. And he says, if you want to get an answer to this question, you can take a look at the Ramban's writings on Avelus. This is what we call in our language Kisvei HaRamban. But what we want to study today is a tremendous chiddush found in the Abudraham in Hilchos Tainios. He writes, Arba'at somos heim nidochin lefa'amim kishecholo b'shabes chutz me'asor b'teves. That although, as we saw in the Rambam, Shabbos is dochet tainis, nevertheless the exception to that rule is asor b'teves, very famous. And he says, in truth, Eino Chali Olam B'Shabbos, the way our calendar is organized after Hil Hasheni, there is no possibility of Asar B'Teves falling on Shabbos, but Hu Chal Lefamim B'Yom HaShishi, sometimes it does coincide with Friday. And instead of postponing the fast until Sunday, Mis'anim Bo B'Yom, we fast on Friday, even though it means going into Shabbos in a state of weakness. Afilu ayachal b'Shabbos, and even if theoretically, although the ma'aseh this can't happen, the fast of Asar B'Teves would coincide with Shabbos. Lo yuchon l'dchos l'yom acher, we'd have to fast on Shabbos. Mipnei shenemar bo yechezkel hanavi says, bi'etzem hayom hazeh, kmo b'yom ha-kippurim. The same phrase that we find in the Torah with regard to Yom HaKippurim, which is on the 10th of Tishrei, we find in Yechezkel HaNavi regarding the 10th of Teves, Bi'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and that means it has to be on that day. And we'll never push off Asar B'Teves, not from Friday, and not in the theoretical sense from Shabbos as well. Now there's an interesting Rashi in Masechta Megillah towards the beginning of the Masechta, and he seems to indicate Im Chal Lios B'Shabbos Ma'achim Liyom Mochar V'chein Tisha B'Av Shechal Lios B'Shabbos V'adin Liyadzayin B'Tammuz L'Asar B'Teves. So just like we saw earlier in the Rambam, Rashi seems to indicate clearly that Asar B'Teves is no different than all the other Tainios, and in a case where Shabbos would overlap with the Tainis, we would have to push off the fasting. So the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim tries to understand this Avudraham. He writes, Asar B'Teves U'Mishuna Mishar Tainios, according to Avudraham, Shem Chalios B'Shabbos Lo Yechon L'Tchos Ol Yom Acher, V'nei Shenemar Bo B'Yetzem Ayom Mazek Mo B'Yom HaKippurim, and V'lo Yadati Minayin Zeh, Minayin Lo Zeh. We don't know where the source is, and it's a nice pshat in the Pasuk, but to derive halachic conclusions that have no source, no basis, and certainly contradict the poskim, as we saw the Rambam and Rashi, how do you make any sense out of this? Now, what our goal is for today is to study a chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. That's on a halachic level. And then Yom Yitzhak Hashem to speak about a little bit the hashkafa of what this fast means and how we should take it moving forward. And this Minchas Chinuch you'll find in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. And he writes, Kevan Shumidirei Kabbalah, since the fast days are all recorded and codified by Zechariah Novi, which is called Divrei Kabbalah. And what is the status of halacha that's derived from Nevi'im? It's somewhat in between a Dorais and Rabbanon. It's almost a Dorais, but not quite. But we do have a principle that with regard to Divrei Torah, we have to be very machmir. And it's like a Dvar Torah. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, this leads him to the question, Eini yodea lama lo yidcha tainis Shabbos v'yontif. Shouldn't the fast day be overriding Shabbos and Yontif? Again, even though you'll argue, of course, that Shabbos and Yontif are d'oraisa, and the fast days are only d'rabbanon, but Chachamim made a chizuk, and they upgraded the status of Divrei Kabbalah to Divrei Torah. So why not just be passive, and instead of eating on Shabbos and on Yom Tov to fulfill the mitzvahs of Oneg and Simcha, why not just do nothing? Don't eat, pass the day and fast, and therefore you'll be mekayim this Divrei Kabbalah of the fast day. And then he quotes the Beis Yosef, who in Siman Tov Kuf Nun has doubts about this Avudraham in the case of Asor B'Teves, which fell on Shabbos, that Asor B'Teves is Docha Shabbos. And the Minchas Chinuch says, Adarabba, Kevan Detainis Divrei Kabbalah V'gam Onik Shabbos Divrei Kabbalah. We have a Divrei Kabbalah in the case of Tainis, and even if you'll argue, well, Onik Shabbos is Doraisa, but Onik Shabbos itself is derived from Yeshayahu Novi, and therefore it has the status of a Divrei Kabbalah. And this, he says, the Rambam codifies in the last perek at the end of Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore, Tema Gedola, now he asks a question with regard to Yud Zayin. You know, there was a Havamina that perhaps we should only be Kovea the 9th of Tammuz and not the 17th of Tammuz. Why not be kovea both days? So his first question is with regard to Shabbos. He thinks that Adarav, what the Avudraham says about Asar B'Teves, that it's Docha Shabbos, that should be the rule rather than the exception to the rule. And all Tainios, insofar as the Midivrei Kabbalah, should override Shabbos. Secondly, he says, Heichanu Yecholim Lakar Dvar Torah V'Kuvva Say Lechol V'Lishtos V'sharin Yonam Shumi Divrei Kabbalah B'Shas Hashmad. He says that when you eat on a fast day, you are violating the fast day B'Kumvase in action. Wouldn't it be better to omit the fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos, but do so B'Shevi Altasa rather than violating the Tainus B'Kumvase? Now, the Minchas Chinuch builds his thesis that he's about to present on a statement of Rabbi Yochanan at the end of Masechta Tainus. Rabbi Yochanan declares, "Ilmoli ha'yisi v'yos ha'dor lo kavativ ela basiri." Regarding Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yochanan would have preferred, had he been at the generation where they established the fast, to choose the 10th of Av, "Nesha rubo shel heichal bo nisraf." In other words, although the burning of the Migdash began on the 9th of Av, towards the evening, but the main bulk of the fire, of the burning, was on the 10th of Av. Most of the Mikdash went up in flames on the 10th of Av, including the Heichal itself. And the Gemara explains, V'Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon reject Rabbi Yochanan? That's because Aschalta de Puranus Adifa, that we set up a fast day and we commemorate the beginning of the Puranus. And obviously the Sreifas HaMikdash began on the 9th of Av, and that's the day that Chazal chose. Says the Minchas Chinuch, based on this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Heich ilu hoya shama yakovea ba'asiri v'chibudidea dover tolui? We have a principle called Divrei Kabbalah, and we look into the Tanakh and we derive halachas. In Divrei Kabbalah, it seems quite clear that Tisha B'Av is on Tisha B'Av. How could Rabbi Yochanan come along and say that had I been there in that generation, I would have objected? I would have said, no, we have to establish the fast on the 10th of Av. What do you mean the 10th of Av? And if you take a look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, which goes through all the different fast days, Tzoma Asiri Zeh Asar B'Tevi Shebo Samach Melech Bavel Yushalayim, quoting a Pasuk, and he says the following, that Amai Kari Le Asiri, why is this called the 10th? And he says, not because of the 10th day, but rather because it's the 10th month. And the emphasis here is on the month. And the Gemara goes on and on, but what's relevant to us here is what the Minchas Chinuch wants to build and the conclusions he wants to derive from this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. He writes, Hine, the Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Amid Beis, Rabbi Akiva Sover, Tom Hasiru, Hainu Asara B'Teve, Shembo Samach Mel Pavel, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Omer, Zechamisha B'Teve, Shembo Shmuel Gola. It was a terrible catastrophe in the month of Teves, on the 5th of Teves. That's when they got the word about what was going on, and the enemy was closing in on them. V'kashe, de'ima hayu tekef, heima hayu tekef li'achar churban. Historically, Rabbi Akiva and Rashbi, they lived at the time of the churban. U'mai pligi puk chazi mai amadabar. Can they actually argue about which day is a fast day? I mean, let's look and see when the Jewish people are fasting. Ma'o Yosef. What did they do? B'Bayis Sheni. So you could say the following. Well, maybe during Bayis Sheni they were not fasting because they were living B'Simcha Gedola together with the Migdash. But on the other hand, we have Halacha that on the day of Peronios, which means the day in which during Bayis Rishon they fasted, that would be the exact day during Bayis Sheni when they would celebrate. The Oz Hayu L'Sosin L'Simcha, the Ezi Yom Hayu Osin, the Bayis Sheni Hayu Tanoim, Beit Shammai Beis Hillel, Yesem Mekabli HaTorah Hech Shachachu Adavar. It's possible that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon could not prove from the Minhag HaMakom, the actual Minhag that was current at that time. They had to, you know, in a sense, ignore any sort of minhag. Did they forget what the minhag? I mean, what's going on over here? That they could have machlokas? Let's think. When should we fast on the 10th of Teves? Should it be on the 5th? Should it be on the 10th? When should we be fasting? So the Minhag Haskina points out that when we talk about Divrei Kabbalah, there's something with regard to Tainius, there's something very unique that goes on. If you take a look in the Pasuk in Zechariah and Perches, which is the source for the four Tainios, you'll notice something very interesting. Ko'amar Hashem Tzvakos, Tzom HaRaviv, Tzom HaChamish, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaSiri, Yiel HaBeis Yehuda L'Sosin L'Simcha L'Moadim Tovim V'Emes V'Hashom Ehovu. The four Tainios here are named not by dates, but rather by months. And when it says Haravi, you know, we're talking about Tammuz, Chamishi, we're talking about Av, Shvi, we're talking about Tishrei, and Asiri, we're talking about Teves. There's no mention of any specific calendar day within the month. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Miral Anias Daiti, the Arba Tzom Salom Yidivei Kabbalah, Eino Nikba Lehem Yom Miyuchad, Shal Asar B'Teves Tishrei, and so forth. But rather, what was established? Gam Chakpedivrei Kabbalah Hu She'al Elu Achadashim. These 4 months of Teves, Tammuz, Av, and Tishrei, Mechuyovim L'Sanes Bem Yom Echad. Go ahead and choose which day on each one of these 4 months you're going to designate to fast. V'lo Nesiachid Yom Yuchad. But Midivrei Kabbalah, there's no specific day that was singled out. Chak Eze Yom Shemotze. You choose a day and fast during these 4 months. The Rayal Adavar, he says to me, Pasuk Enamavur, if you look in the Pasuk in Zechai, as we just did, it just tells you the names of the months. but it doesn't identify the day of the month, lo b'eizah yom, and he has other rayas, and therefore he says that we can answer our question, ve'emes midivrei kabbalah lo haya al yom hamiyuchad. There was no specific calendar day that was designated. And therefore, Amru Diena Doche Shabbos V'yontif. Because before historically, the minhag would establish when the fast day would fall out and identify that day, until that time, there was no problem of undermining a Divrei Kabbalah for the sake of Shabbos or Yontif. Because when you're eating on that day, That day is not singled out as the fast day. You could choose another day in the same month. He says the Hakabbalah lo kavua yom yuchad rak chadoshim, and ubi'ezi yom bachodesh is beizi yom sherotzim l'sanim. Whenever they decide what day they want, that's when they'll fast. And so too the flip side, in terms of Bayesheni, on the days of Sosim v'Simcha, they could choose any day of these 4 months and make it into a day of Sasa v'Simcha. Now, in Bayesheni, Hayakol Makom Noi Kmo Shayirotzim, various minhagim erupted spontaneously in different places for different days in the calendar of that month, different calendar days. The Achreze, after the Churban Bayesheni, they wanted to establish a specific day for all of Klal Yisrael uniform. They didn't want to have this haphazard slapshot method where each one decides for himself what day he's going to fast on. It wasn't working. They wanted a Kiyum Tzibur of Titus. And it should be Bikvius. Kiahu Ditkios to Hiskin Rabbi Avo. That before Rabbi Avo came along in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Lamed Daled and established the 30 kolos to be yotzei all the shitas, how you call Yisrael, every member of Klal Yisrael would, or every community in Klal Yisrael would have its own kind of tkios. You know, they didn't know what a trua was. They had different shitas, you a yolil, and it was short notes, or maybe it was Ginuchei Gonich, and it was very, very short notes. So there were different minhagim that spontaneously developed in different communities, and Rabbi Avo came along to make it standard for all of Klal Yisrael, b'shava b'shava. And that's what Rav Haigon says, and he's quoted by the Ran in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and you'll find it on the Rif. So Chazal are telling us that after the Churban, they decided to specify certain yomim for the tainios. Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that they should be fasting on the 10th of Tammuz. That was the Eis Tzara Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai thought it was Chamisha B'Teves. And even though you'll find that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, they bring rayas respectively to their shitas, but nevertheless, those are all asmachtos. Because as far as the Ikar HaDin is concerned, they're both right. You know, fast on the 5th of Teves, fast on the 10th of Teves, take your pick. But the Halacha wanted to establish a uniform day for everyone, and that's why we find with regard to Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that if he was around, he would have pushed for the 10th of Av. And why? Because Chazal never clarified within the month of Av which specific day should be designated for the fast day. So Rabbi Kiva says, in my mind, logically it should be the 10th. So we have now two halachas, or two periods of historical periods in Jewish history. We have one halach of the month, and that was earlier in Jewish history, and then finally, later on, following the Churban Bayesheni, they established specific days. But the original takana, which was midirei kabbalah of those 4 months, still remains intact. We're just adding on to it the minhag, establishing the 10th of Teves, the 9th of Av. And he says, ha'idna diberatzu talamilsa. The Gemara establishes that since we're not living in a period of absolute war, it's a little bit peaceful, it's not totally peaceful. Therefore, it's up to us, that's called Ratzu, to decide whether we want to establish these days as fast days. Hamid Rabbanon, we fast. is bevadai, says the Minchas Chinuchim, his ane bechodesh hazeh zi yom kodem yom tainis vada eni yotze. He says, although originally in the Takoni you could have chose any day you want, you know, pick and choose, you know, to pick a piece of paper out of the hat. But once the established takana was that the day is the 10th, the 9th, the 10th in the case of Tammuz, of Teves, the 9th in the case of Av, then if a person would not fast on those days, he is violating the Drabbanon, because now, on a lower level, not on a level of Divrei Kabbalah, but we go down one notch to Midrabbanon, Mechuyev L'Sanos Yom Zed Dafka, that day was chosen to the exclusion of any other day. Vafilu, now this next word is a little bit unclear, I'm sorry, Afilu B'Eis Shoyechayev L'Sanos Kigon V'Shas Hashma Mikom Mikom Is'ana Kodem U'Biosi Yom Lo Is'ana. He says that we must fast on that day. Chutz mimasha over adrabon. If he doesn't fast that day, he violates the rabbon. And alafilu midivrei kabbalah lo yotza, kevan lo asa kmo shetiknu chazal. This is a principle where the rabbanon are left with the authority to specify and detail the conditions necessary to fulfill a general mitzvah d'oraisa. And we have many examples of this. And here's one beautiful example where, as far as the Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah is concerned, any day that the Rabbanan decide will be that day in the month of, again, these 4 months, that becomes the mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah. The Rabbanan are authorized to define the parameters of the Divrei Kabbalah. And we find in Sukkah many takonos chachamim, and yet the Gemara says the language lo kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah. If you didn't fulfill the rabbanon, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah Sukkah. And you have Rabbi Yonah in Brachos, which is quoted by the Prima Gadim and Aruch Chaim in his Psicha. But Emes, he says, b'eis shehaya hachiyuv l'sanos divrei kabbalah v'u lo esana bosa yom b'shogeg. It sounds like the Prima Gadim is of the opinion that even if he didn't fast on that day, but he fasted on a different day, then he was Yotze the Divrei Torah, meaning the Divrei Kabbalah, because that original Divrei Kabbalah with regard to the month in general still remains intact. And the Minchas Chinuch says, "Nirali baru diem lo esana boso yom chiyuv gomer olv l'sanos yom acher." We have a loch of tashlumim, and not only that, even without a loch of tashlumim, if he missed that day, let's say Yasar b'teves, then he's got to find another day, let's say the eleventh of Teves, whatever day he chooses within the month of Teves, kidei lotzes mitzvus midivrei kabbalah, because in that sense, we agree with the Prima Gadim that the original Divrei Kabbalah, which is Mechayev on the entire Chodesh, that still remains valid and intact. What we're saying is that Minarabbanon, you have a Chiyuv to fast on that specific day, but at the very least, if you didn't fulfill the Darabbanon, at least fulfill the Doraiso, the Divrei Kabbalah, of fasting during that month. B'cheinim ochal b'shogeg d'mikomakom chayev olam lahashlim l'sanos yom zeh is ganki mevur b'lchas tainiya shulchan aruch tof kuf samach ches mikomakom ibeid taniso l'din zeh shemechuyev l'sanos yom acher b'zeh chodesh. And he says the following, that if he accidentally ate on the fast day, on the 10th of Teves, he has to be mashlim, and if he's not mashlim, if he doesn't choose another day, then he lost the mitzvah of tainus. He forfeited the mitzvah, because as we said before, even if he missed that day, there's still zechiv on some other day during the month to fast. The kol hachodesh zmano, because on a Doraisa level, or more meticulously, on a Divrei Kabbalah level, the whole Chodesh is the Zman of the Mitzvah.
And he says, Ata, now in our times, kol atzomos lo havyon elamin rabbonim, rabbonim kovu yom zeh, v'yim ovar eno tzorech l'sanes od, u'b'yezer Hashem, shalom v'emesu b'yomenu, u'b'mehirav v'yomenu, k'shi b'manim beis ha'migdish, yu atzomos ha'ilu l'sosu l'simcha, kemi dire kabola, kol ha'chodesh zmano. So at the end of the day, he establishes, based on the Shulchan Aruch, Tavkuf Samaches, that if he ate on the day of Tainus, he has to be mashlimit. But as far as the Chiv Drabbanan of being Mas'ana on that particular day, that he forfeited, he didn't fulfill that day. Now this Yisod of the Minchas Chinuch, that the Divrei Kabbalah established any day in that month, meaning it was Chal on the month, already has a precedent in the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. He says, Efshar od lomar, the af neviim arishonim shegozru tainius yiduim, is, whether it's Churban Sheni, velo kavua betesbo dafka el bechodesh zeh shalomatzinu shenikra el etzom haravi, that the reason why the Gemara could vacillate back and forth about the exact day within the month of Tammuz, and possibly the ninth of Tammuz would be a great candidate, but he says, in any event, the chiyuv of fasting is not a chiyuv on Yud Zayin b'Tammuz, and that's true for all the Dalet Tzomos. He says the Torah doesn't specify the day, but the Chodesh, but only the month. Now, we said in the outset that on the 10th of Teves, Samach Melech Bavel, Al Yerushalayim, in the Bayis Rishon. Now, when we get to Bayis Sheni, we talk about Titus and the Romans. Here, some of the poskim want to suggest that it was really on the 10th of Teves that the enemies, that Titus and his militiamen broke through the city walls and they set up the siege around Yerushalayim. And he says that he has, in this, I'm reading the Shut Bin Yishlomi, he says he has a proof from the historians, from Josephus, and he says that it could be, and it's logical to assume that Asar B'Tevis was Miyuad L'Peronius both for Bayis Rishon and for Bayis Sheni, which means that even in Bayis Sheni, Tzor Al Yerushalayim on the 10th of Tevis. We mentioned earlier the Tashbetz. Let's just finish up with this Tashbetz if we can. He says, V'eno Maspik Elaim Nosif V'nomer Shanaviyim Shetiknu Tzom Haravi Lo yichtu bi bazeh eze yom. Again, you see the same sprach, the same approach that we saw in the Minchas Chinuch, but again, this is much, much earlier than the Minchas Chinuch. And he says that with regard to Tammuz, it really could have been, according to the original establishment, any day in Tammuz. Hinichu adavar masal lebezdin. But the Torah passes this on to the Bezdin in any generation, in every generation, to decide exactly which day should be commemorated and fasted as a Tammuz fast. Bein Shetia B'Tesbo, as far as the Torah is concerned, the Chachamim are licensed to decide that they want to have it on the 9th of Tammuz or on a different day. Kol Shu B'Yosachosh, as long as it's in the month of Tammuz, V'adomer Masru B'Yodim L'Kvor Yom B'Bekia, V'Nir Avadei Shem Huvka Ha'ir B'Chodesh Acher, Hayinim Is'anim B'Tes B'Revi, V'lo Hayim Is'anim B'Oso Chodesh Nivka Abo. He says something really interesting, that if there was a Huvka'a breaking through the walls of Yerushalayim in a different month, then we would still fast on the 9th of the 4th month, which means the 9th of Tammuz. V'loyenu mis'anim bi'oso chodesh enivka bo. And even though the Bekias HaKosle Ha'ir was in a different month, we wouldn't fast for that. We would rely on the fast of Yud Zayin b'Tammuz. So he's going back to this idea that the month itself is critical. And once the Nevi'im, and we saw this in Zechariah Novi, have established those 4 months, then it can't be on any other months. And again, it might shift in terms of the calamities from Vais Rishon to Vais Sheni. It could be that, you know, some of the calamities of Tammuz took place during Vais Sheni. There may have been other days of calamity during Vais Rishon, and it could be the flip side with regard to Asar B'Teves, where the calamities of Asar B'Teves were on the first bias, and then you could have other calamities on the second bias. But it doesn't matter, even though there may be calamities of the same import and the same severity on other months, nevertheless, this is the way Chazal, and it goes back to the Nevi'im, established these 4 months. Lo hikpidu al ezi yom mihem. So it's very interesting that the basic structure and the format of the Minchas Chinuch already comes way before the Minchas Chinuch. We see it here in the Tashbetz, we saw it in the Ritva. That's the basic concept. And he says that Avalok Pidu Alezi Yomihem Ubavach Teha Tsora Me'ena Rishona Kigon Bekia Sa'ir. He seems to assume that the Tzoros of both Batei Migdash, Rishon and Sheni, are very similar, and they fall out on the same day more often than not. That's called the Yom HaMiyuchad LePeronios. Now he says, Hashi Yesh Lanu Makom Lomar Derak B'Shar Tzomus LaHoisa Shum Kabbalah Ayom Ulochi Enam Dochim Iser Inui de Shabbos, Aval Basar B'Teves, de Mikra Molik Siv Be'etzem, B'Yechezko Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Hare Ika Kabbalah, Shis Anu Bi'oso Hayom Dafka. Yishap Yerkosav Avadroham, De Dumya Liyom HaKippurim, Ulefi Zeh Basar B'Teves, Is Kushias HaMinchas Chinuch. Reporting this Chiddush the Avudraham, that there was a Kabbalah with regard to the tainus of the Asiri of Chodesh Teves, that it should be designated for a specific day in the month, namely the 10th, and that's what Yechezkel indicated, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Dumya D'Yom HaKippurim. So that really, in a sense, covers the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. You know, why would it have to be on the 10th of Teves? And he's saying, no, that was the Kabbalah itself. This is in the Oros HaShabbos, one of the contemporary writers. And he says that Nishra B'chol Tokfa, the original Takana, Nidivrei Kabbalah, Vasara B'Tevis, remains, and it should therefore be Docha, the Iser Inu of Shabbos, and therefore the Avodram holds that if Asar B'Tevis override, or coincides with Shabbos, it overrides Shabbos, and that's what it means in Yechezkel B'etzem Hayom Hazeh. There is a certain similarity in structure between what happens with Tisha B'Av and what happens with Asar B'Teves. In Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says that Rabbanan did not take Rabbi Yochanan's point of view that Tisha B'Av should be commemorated on the 10th of Av, when most of the bias went up in flames. But there's a concept called Aschalasa, Aschalta de Parnusa. We go back to the roots, and something like that we find here in Asar B'Teves, that the Melech Bavel, Tsar al Ira Kodesh, during the Bais Rishon, right before the Churban, and in a sense, this is the harbinger and the beginning of Parnusa. Therefore, Asar B'Teves certainly should be, you know, should be designated as the specific day, and we said it's even Docha Shabbos in theory. Now, to get a little bit more into the second part of Ashiya today of Hashkafa, I wanted to study with you the presentation of the Chassam Sofer, and then the presentation of Reb Shlomo Fischer Shlita in Torah's Moshe for Parshas Vayikra. He writes that We know what happened on Asar B'Teves with Melech Bavel that led up to the Churban. We know what the Avudraham says, that's Betzim Ayom Hazeh. And therefore, if the Asar B'Teves would coincide with Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. That's the Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh B'Tumo Shal Yom, just like Yom HaKippur. He writes, V'yesh Lahavin, Halo Yud Teves, Lo Hoya Rak Hascholas Mitzor Ha'ir, V'yad Shtei Shonim U'mechtzo Lo Nechva. I mentioned before there was a year and a half. He says it was 2.5 years until the actual Churban. V'koshe Churbana Stominat Hascholas HaMatzor. You know, it certainly makes sense that the Churban is a much more catastrophic event than the beginning of the Matzor, about the beginning of the siege. V'loma Tisha B'Av Eino Docha Shabbos. Here's the Gvaldig Akasha, the Chassam Sofer. If, as we derived in the Avodah from Yechezkel Novi, Asar B'Teves is Docha Shabbos, and that's only B'Toras Ascholas HaPoronios, then the day of Churban itself, which is Tisha B'Av, should certainly, with the Kal V'Chomer, be Docha Shabbos. And yet the Halacha is that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. In fact, even if Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, we don't fast on Tisha B'Av. And yet, on with regard to Asar B'Teves on Friday, we do fast. So we see certainly that there's a Chumra in Halacha regarding Teves, regarding Asar B'Teves, that doesn't have its parallel on Tisha B'Av. V'nira Levayer, and he suggests the following answer. Dehine Hatam Shekovu Atainis Al Mitzorah Hi Halo Hoisi Yushalayim Kamapam B'Motzor. He asks the following question to answer his original question. We find throughout Jewish history that many times the Yushalayim came under siege. B'yimei Paronecha V'chadome. He says, why is Asar B'Teves so unique and it requires a fast? Rakatamu Temashahoisa Ir B'tirdas HaMotzah Shtei Shonu Mechza Zu Machma Shebi'osu Ayom Somach Melech Bavel Al Yerushalayim K'mochein Yoshvu Bezdin Shalamala Elu miyamin ve'elu mismol ad shegavru hamasmi'ilim in echrav habayis. What it means is that although there was a matzor around Yerushalayim on many different occasions, unfortunately during Jewish history, but what's unique about Asar B'Teves and Somech Melech Bavel is that at that point in Shamayim there was a divine judgment in front of the throne of glory in the Kisei HaKovid, as to whether or not this mitzar, this siege of Yerushalayim, should actually culminate in the destruction of the Mikdash. There were those on the right who said no, those on the left who said yes, and at the end those on the left unfortunately won out. And the decision for Churban HaBayis was made on Asar B'Teves. So Asar B'Teves really, inherent in the day, is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't find in other cases throughout Jewish history that the Mitzar Yerushalayim culminated in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And here, Ramosha Seifer, in a very agadic statement about this, you know, decision on high, on Asar B'Teves, to destroy the Bayis, Ein L'chashana, this happens every year, annually, She'ein kilolosa meruba michaverta. We're talking about a spin-off, a spiral throughout Jewish history of a klola that gets worse and worse with every additional year. V'chol dar shelo nivne beis hamikdash b'yom kilu nechrav b'yomav. And any generation, even way after the Churban, if we weren't zocha in our generation, the rebuilding of the Mikdash, then it's as if we saw the Churban. Nimtza shebechol shana v'shana nischadesh Churban chadash. His lamdus is, there's kaviyochel a new Churban habayis every single year. V'zeu b'chol pam shemegia li'osa yom shal asar b'teves, and every single year on the 10th of Teves, which begins the shefa, the mishpat of Churban, there is a judgment on high, the Yoshvin Bezdin Shalmala, the Choldor Vidorbe Asar Vitevis, the Gozrin Achurban Al Kol Shana Vishana. The Gzera, the decision on high that there'll be no rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which is equivalent to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, takes place yearly on Asar Vitevis. Vizdor Zemarumas Ktsas, the Sefer HaKrochim, I don't know exactly what the Sefer is. And he writes that Be'inyan Chodesh Tevis Yadu'al Dal Tzora Sha'ovra Kimo Yom Shemespo. He says that, you know, if his father or his mother dies in Nebuchadnezzar day, then maybe he should fast on that day. And all this is because of the calamity of the loss of his parents on that day. In other words, as if there's something inherent in that day. And if a person has a bad dream, a tainis kolom, he's allowed to fast, even on Shabbos, and that's considered an oneg. And he says that all that kind of fasting is done in order to be mevatel the tzara asida. It's done in order to somehow prevent next year from being the sign of the verdict being handed down that year will be again a year of no bias, a year of Khurban. So he says the following. He has a fundamental difference between fasting on Asar B'Teves and fasting on Tisha B'Av. In the case of fasting on Tisha B'Av, we're fasting on a tzara, on a calamity of the past. But in the case of Asar B'Teves, we're fasting in order to try with all our might to be mevatel the tzara asida. In other words, the Churban HaBayis of this coming year. And that's what we're fasting about. This day of Asar B'Teves is going to determine whether we'll have the Mikdash this year. That's a powerful statement. Now, I mentioned that there's also a very powerful insight of Rav Shlomo Fischer Shlita, and you'll see this in his work Beis Yishai. It's also quoted here in this collection that I gave you of Rabbi Gladstein's Maror Mekomos. And basically he wants to say that various destructions, the Churbanos, and the calamities that befell Klal Yisrael, the siege and breaking down the walls and so forth, all these happened on certain days because those days were already days of Peronus way back when. I mean, the 17th of Tammuz is not just coincidental, but that's the day of the Chet HaEgel. The 9th of Av is not just coincidental, that's the day of Chet HaMeraglim. But in the case of Asar B'Teves, we're not exactly sure was there any terrible Avera that took place on Asar B'Teves. And that's why that day became designated as the Day of Peronios. Says the Beis Yishai that on that day, Yosef was sold by his brothers. We don't know from the Torah what was the calendar date of Mechiras Yosef. But he writes, Ilmoli de Mistafina Amina, I would say, if I wasn't afraid of such a radical Chiddush, so I had to choose one calendar date from the entire year. That was the date of Mechiras Yosef, I would choose Asar B'Teves. And even though I don't have a Raya, I have a Zecha L'Dover, because Bechodesh Teves, the Mazel is Gedi. Gedi is the symbol of the goat, of the Sa'ir. And if you remember that on the day, and immediately after Yosef was thrown into the pit, what they did, the brothers, was they shechted a Sa'ir Izim, and they dipped his ketonus pasim into the blood. That's Chodesh Teves. And therefore he says, if on Asar B'Teves, Somach Melch Babel Yushalayim, B'Bayis Rishon, it must be because that day was the day of a chet. That day represents Sinas Chinam, the inner hatred and enmity within Nebuch the Shvatim, and that brought to the sin of Mechiras Yosef. And therefore there was a gzera that on that day of Asar B'Teves, we would have another catastrophe, which would be the Somach Melech Bavel Al Yerushalayim and Bais Rishon. Akein b'chovoseni lahargish, therefore we should be sensing that all these fast days really belong to one unit that culminates with Churban HaBayis, but nevertheless the process begins and is inherent in the Asar B'Teves that kicks off these four tomos. And that's because on this day HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, because of the Sinas Chinam, the Migdash will be destroyed. Now it's very interesting, because when Chazal speak about the causes and the sins that brought about the Churban, it's Dafka, the second Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And here we're talking about Mechiras Yosef as the root sin of Sinas Chinam. And Asar B'Tavis, really, historically, is Bais Rishon, is son of Melch Bavel. And yet, you know, if you want to talk about Sinas Chinam, you should be talking about Bais Sheni. So I don't know if that's a little bit of a kasha here on this thesis. Now, let's continue with the Chassam Sofer a little bit. He says that Samach Melech Bavel, it doesn't use the term Tsar al Yerushalayim. It says Samach Melech Bavel. And then he goes on to say, Ma Bein Shem Hayom Li Etzem Hayom. Interesting. He says, Gam Mashakasuri Shonim Haya Efshar Shiyochal Asar V'Teis B'Shabes U'Mis'anim Bo. His manish tanet soma siri mishar dalid somos. So we have a couple of unique things about Asar B'Teves, and it says Samach Melech Bavel, which is a heavier language than Tsar al Yerushalayim, and we have Etzem Hayom Hazeh with regard to Asar B'Teves, and that Asar B'Teves would be Docha Shabbos. Etzem Hayom Hazeh is manish tana Asar B'Teves. Hine Shem Hayom al Hashavas Hu Atzmius Lo Yishtana Liolam. He says the following, that Shabbos is a day which is Be'etzem, and it will never change. Ach Liyamei HaChodesh Eino Ela Mikris. When it comes to the days, not of the week, but the days of the month, the events are just coincidental. Sharei im Ya'abru es ha-chodesh, if they do an Ibra chodesh, or yachzuru, or they take away from the chodesh. In other words, if it's a 30-day month or a 29-day, is yeh yud b'teves, yud yeh b'tes b'teves or b'yud b'teves. Right, so you see that the choice of the day of the calendar is really, in a sense, mikri. It's coincidental, and the reason for that is because through Ibra Chodesh it would change in one direction or the other. It would be a day earlier or a day later. V'zeu Shem Hayom, Shem Yom Chodesh Etzem Hayom Hazeh. The word Etzem Hayom Hazeh indicates, to explain the difference between Hayom HaZeh and Etzem Hayom HaZeh, he says Hayom is a reference and allusion to the Yom HaChodesh, but Etzem is the day of the week. And by adding the word Etzem, it indicates that whatever day of the week it turns out to be that day of the Chodesh, then you have to fast on that day of the week, which means even if it's Shabbos, that's the Etzem Hayom HaZeh. Now, to explain what does it mean, Samach Melech Bavel, it doesn't say Tsar Melech Bavel, and to explain why Asar B'Tavis overrides Shabbos, he fast forwards to Bais Sheni, to Nebuchadnezzar. And he says, based on a sugya in Masech Netaynis, that although Nebuchadnezzar no doubt was a Rasha, he destroyed the Migdash, nevertheless he was called a Melech Hagun. And the Gemara uses the term Roy Lasoslo Nes Al Yodo. Why did Nebuchadnezzar make the final decision to conquer Yerushalayim? Lo Olal Yerushalayim Lule Shehaven Shemichatas Yisrael Netvasev Koch HaKlipa Shalol Izgabraleim. He understood, and I don't know if this is consciously or subconsciously, that he represents the Koch HaKlipa, a certain negative power which could not override Yerushalayim unless there was some chait of Yisrael, that because of the iniquities of the Jewish people, he, Nebuchadnezzar, as a result of his representing this klipa, this koach, would have the strength to destroy Yerushalayim. And the Ksam Sofer says that you have to look in my commentary at the beginning of Parshas Ekev. I don't know if we'll have time to do that today. But there it says that Rabim, Agoyim, Eile, etc., and therefore they get the koach sometimes because of the chet and the pesha of Klal Yisrael. And if not for the pesha, the chet of Klal Yisrael, lo nitan koach leklipo lifshot yad b'migdash Hashem. Now, what sin were the Jewish people guilty of that generated a certain power to the klipa of Nebuchadnezzar to be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is, as it says in Yirmiyahu HaNavi, in Perkid Zayin, Im lo tishmu ani lekadesh es yom HaShabbos vitzati esh b'shareha. That what's going to bring about the Sreifas Beis HaMikdash, it's because you didn't listen to me to sanctify the Shabbos. And the Medrash says in Esther, B'yomim ha'heim kisheves ha'melech ha'chashverosh malachi ha'shores yisramu ala kodesh baruch hu, shakodesh baruch hu shosek Sharosh ze osa suda al shalom nivna beis hamigdash. How can Hakadosh Baruch Hu allow the king, in this case Achashverosh, to make a suda celebrating the fact that the Migdash wasn't built? Veheshiv Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and God answers, Kisheves hamelech Achashverosh al tikri kisheves el Shabbos shechilu oz Shabbos. And this was during the period of time before Ezra and Nehemiah. And the pasuk says, "Ra'isi b'Yehuda dorchim gitos b'Shabbos." And the idea of binyan haMishkan is always connected with Shabbos. Like, for example, in Parshas Vayakal, it says, "Ve'ata daber al bnei Yisrael lemar achas Shabbosai tishmoru." Rashi says, "Afal pishif kadeticha letzavos al melechas haMishkan al yekel beinecha lidchos es haShabbos ki osi beini ubeinechem." So the bottom line of this whole discussion, this whole presentation, is lo nigzar golus ella al shmita saoretz umeina Shabbos kamosh kosav Ramban Parshas Bahar ukshiron vuchanetzah shemachal Yisrael haShabbos samach atzmo sheyochol Lichbosh es Yerushalayim lahachrif haBeis HaMikdash. So the word samach means that he relied on it. That although in and of himself he would not have the power to override HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beis HaMikdash, but samach, he had something to rely on, to fall back on. It was the chet of Chil HaShabbos. And if you take a look in the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, it says that Shabbosai Tishmoru Mikdashai Tiro. Again, Shabbos together with Mikdash. And Shabbos is even greater than Mikdash. Is Pirish Shomru as a Shabbos? Kiyala Moral Rosham. If they don't live up to this demand of Shmir Shabbos, then Churba Beis HaMikdash. Mikdashai Tiro. And now we can get back to Asar B'Teves. What does it mean, Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh? Be'etzem is referring, as we said before, to a specific day in the week. And here it's an allusion to Shabbos. But it says, Samach Bavel, Melech Bavel. What does it mean, Samach? He had something to rely on. That Hashem Yitein Lo Koach, that God will allow him to destroy Yerushalayim. Lachriva Ki Kedusha Shabbos, because as a result of Shabbos and a result of violation of the Shabbos is Echnisa V'tumas Klipas Nebuchadnezzar. That Klipa Nebuchadnezzar was already, in a sense, in a potential state back at the time of Melech Bavel in Bais Rishon. Vayasamach al Yerushalayim Shesamach Atzmo. He relied himself, Yerushalayim Atzmo, to Sayeh Alichorev. Yerushalayim itself will really help its own, bring about its own destruction. So it means that what's standing here at the center of our analysis of Churban Yerushalayim and its cause is Shmir Shabbos, or more precisely Chil Shabbos, is Kosu Rishonim V'Yofa Kosu Rishonim She'i Mikla Yud B'Teves B'Shabbos Ha'i Mis'anim Bo. They'll do everything to fast and try to do a tikkun for the Chol Shabbos, even if it means a partial violation of Shabbos. And why? Because what they're doing is they're making a statement and saying that we messed up on Shabbos, now we're going to do what we have to do a tikkun by fasting, and even if it means that we will abstain from eating on Shabbos itself. That's unique in the case, in this pasuk of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Where the Chasam Sofer says that there's something about Yaakov Avinu, who lived 147 years, to protect us, and that number 147, against the Tochach of Toras Kohanim, of Sefer Vayikra and Toras Kohanim, and of the Mishneh Torah of Sefer Dvarim, the two parshiyos of Tochacha, which have klolos of 49 and 98 respectively, which adds up to 147, or also because of Shvius that was violated, and if you take the 21 different cycles of Shvius, then you multiply 21 by 7, you get 147. And Roy Shebeis HaMikdash Tchilas Churbono HaYibiyom Tespi Av V'Nimshach Ad Yom HaShmua Shehubi Atzmo Gmar Churbono HaYiroy Shehiya Kuf Mem Zayin Yomim Chof Alef Shviyos Kedei She Yaginu Shnosov Shal Yaakov Al Tokuf HaTzoros V'HaYiroy Shetovo HaShmua B'Yom Yud Teves Shehu Kuf Mem Zayin Yom Mi Tishba, from the 9th of Av until Asar B'Teves, you count 147 days. Elo Shebavonoseinu Rabim Yan Chilu Shabosos B'Dorahu Lo Zochu Sheaginu Aleim Ashvios, and then Bo Ashmuna B'Yom Hey B'Teves Mishoch Misanim Bo B'Yom Yud B'Teves Shehuchbulo Bo Tzora Achas Shebo Somach Melech Bavel V'Od Shelo Zochu Shetovu B'Ashmua L'Malos Kuf Mem Zayin Yom V'Yan Chid Tzem B'Nei Shelo Shomru Shabbos K'Royal Kein Royal Lisanos Bo Afilu K'Shechal K'Shechal B'Shabbos. Now, I wanted to point out that in the pasuk in Yechezkel, it says Ben Adam Ksavlecha or Ksovlecha Eshem Hayom Es Etzem Hayom, and we wanted to know about Shem Hayom and Etzem Hayom, and that we had a long discussion in the Chasam Sofer, and he says Ra'inu hei dvarim iru es avoseinu v'yudzayin v'tamuz v'chamisha dvarim v'tisha bav lom megalgalin z'chus liyom zakai v'chov liyom chayav. The Gemara in Titus says that over and over again the calamities will repeat themselves on that very same calendar date. V'mkein manish tana yud b'teves shuch b'lo p'tzores ki b'yom ches teves mes nechemya v'nichtava Torah Yevonis Yom Tesmes Ezra Sofer and Biyud Teves Somach Melch Bavel Al Yerushalayim is Bishlem Biyom Yitzayin Tammuz is Chotu Yisrael Biegel B'Tishabav B'Meraglim B'Gimel Tishrei Yom Arigas Gedalia Hoya Be'atzma Hoya Chet Yisrael Kianchi Yisrael Haroyim Heim Hargu V'Heru Li'atzma Aval Yom Yud B'teves, ma shemetz tova ra, nimtza b'yoma hu, acha hukba, lismof bel bovel al ir, aval inyan, ki ein zman achodesh gorem klal baze, rak mispar ayomim, mi rosh hashona, ad yud b'teves, b'shona chasera, davrin en trey chaserim, chesvin v'kisle, v'oz, hu b'yom tzariches, Miyom Rosh Hashanah. So we count 98 days from Rosh Hashanah, assuming that both Cheshvan and Kislev were Chaser, and that corresponds to the Klolos of Mishneh Torah. the close of Parshas Ki Tavo, and all these tzaras began, as we said before, 98 days after Rosh Hashanah, on Asar B'Tevis Al-Kain, Yom Tzariches, the 98th day, Hu Muchon L'Yom Chayov. That becomes a day in which we suffer. So it's not really the days of the month, but rather numbers since Rosh Hashanah. V'nafkemina B'Shana Kisidram Shomu Tzariches Yom B'Tes B'Tevis V'chein Ha'asiri U'mespo Ezra Sofer, Bechein Hoya, Umespo Ezra Sofer. So in other words, if the 98th day falls on the 9th of Teves, which could happen if there's not two Chaserim but one Chaser, one Mole, then that's the day in which Ezra Sofer died. B'shana Shlema Sholem HaMispar, if both Cheshvan and Kislev are Shlemos, Amuboros, then we get to Yom Ches B'Tevis U'mespo Nechemia V'netko HaTorah Bo B'Yavonis. So that's what Yechezkel HaNavi means when he says K'sov L'chas Etzem Ayom HaZeh Yitzuma Shal Yom. Yitzuma Shal Yom is a reference to Misparo, to the number, meaning the number of days since Rosh Hashanah. Every day has its own number as it falls after Rosh Hashanah. Below Tema Yoma Kagarim, it's not a specific day, Ella Atsumo, which means the Mispar Atsmo of 98, which could fall on the 9th or the 8th of Tevis. So all these days are days of calamity. And obviously, the Torah dedicates so much in Sefer Bereishis to Yosef, the details of his being sold, of his conflict with the Achim, the reunification with his family. And all this is because this is the parasha of Sinas Chinam. And as we said before, we had one theory that Asar B'Tevis coincides with Mechiras Yosef. Rabbein Mechai says, Ra Yaakov Avinu Shayu Kol Osios B'Shemos Yud B'Shvatim Chutz Miches V'Tes. Omer Yaakov Kevan She'ein Bahem Chet Ru'uyim Hem Legalos Lemes Akeitz, but Kevan She'ro She'ein Bahem Kuf V'Tzadi, which forms Keitz, Omer Einem Ru'uyim Legalos Lehem Esakeitz Lechem Sosam Vilogola Vilachain Parsha Zu Stuma. The Siach Yitzchak, by the way, in Parsha Shkolim has a whole discussion about a maimed, a matzav of Achdus Yisrael. Vayikra Yaakov Lebonov, Bikesh Yaakov Legalos HaKeitz, Lemistalkur Ben Eshchino, Vashem Yesh Bem Chasshom Psul, Amrulo, Shema Yisrael, Kshem Shein Belimcha El Echad, Kachem Belibenu El Echad, Ha'inyon, Ki Klal Ha'uma Zos, Hudmus Adam Sholem Amurkav Me'evorim Rabim V'gidim, the entire nation of the people of Israel form like one body, which is made up of sinews and organs, Kamosha Kol Eiver, Humiyuchad L'dover Prati, each Eiver, each organ of the body has its own function, its own pula miyuchedes that's necessary for the goof, and contributes to the klal, to the brius of the goof as a whole, as an organism. V'chiyuso k'deish yuchal nefesh lios shorabo, so the nefesh of the person can continue giving a life as a life force, breathing life into the body. V'im lo hayichud shebein ivorim, if not for the fact that each aver has its own function, lo hoya neshom shorubo, the neshom would not be able to remain in the goof. So that's what we call harkava. Harkava mizugit, you know, together there's a mizug, a synthesis, and gathers together all the parts to form from all imuchadus one entity. And kol makayim nefesh achas misro ki lukiyim olam mole, is because we need that nefesh in order to add and contribute to what is a totality here. V'ein tzadik echad dom l'chavero, every Jew has his own unique individual personality and contribution, and we need every single Jew to make up the whole. That's the organism, that's the totality, that's the entity of Klal Yisrael. And it's Kashus Yisrael Tolui Bi'artzom B'nishmaso Shal Yaakov Avinu Asher Hu Mislabish B'nefoshos Bonav. According to the mystical theory, Yaakov Avinu entails or encompasses all the 12 Shvatim Umeir Lekulam, and he generates a certain light, a spiritual force for all the Shvatim, and therefore the Uma is called Yisrael, Yisrael Hashem Yaakov Avinu. And when the Uma gathers together as Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael, there's Achdus B'Yisrael, because Yaakov Avinu is generating a certain unique nefesh for each one, and role for each one of the Shvatim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei Yisrael, and the pasuk in Bereishis Lamed Gimel Vayikralo Kel Elokei Yisrael, it means God is there when there's Achdus of all Klal Yisrael together. The Shechinah Shore on Klal Yisrael is an entity, but when the Jewish people are separate and split, there's no unification, no unity. For example, at the time the Shvatim sold Yosef, Nistalkami, and Shechina was no longer Elokei Yisrael. The Gami Yaakov, and Yaakov who generates the Shechina, he is gone. He has no Lo Nesiach Elevad Dibur, he has no Dibur, the Shechina is not with him. And all this happens as a result of the Mechiras Yaakov. But at the end of the story, the episode, we have at the beginning of our parasha, Vayechi, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyem, and Chazar Elav Ruach HaKodesh, and the reason for that is because it was Klal Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they were all unified together, and therefore Chazal say in the Gemara in Tainis, Yaakov Avinu Lo Mes, and this is all because of Achdus Yisrael. And Chazal say in the Gemara Yuma that Sinas Chinam Upirat Alevavos Garam L'Churba Baisheni. And therefore Yaakov Avinu says to his sons, Hey Osfu Vagidu Lachem. The concept of Hey Osfu, that's critical. Kasher Tiyu Biasifa Achas Biava Viachva Oz Uchal Lahagid Lachem Asher Yikra Eschem Is Kasher Lo Yeh B'cha Avon Oz Yikarev Haketz. And then Yaakov Avinu was afraid that he wasn't able to be Megal the case because Nistalka Mimena Shechina, and the brothers, the Shvatim, had to strengthen him and tell him, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He says, Orcha Hayom V'adayin Lo Noshanu, it's Nistalkus HaShechina Mi'Yisrael HaShe'en Lonu Lo Novi Lo Chose Lo Gilui Nisim Kashoi B'Yom HaKadmon V'Yaakov Avinu L'Vishom Choshav Shalakach Nistalka Mi'Ven HaShechina Shegam Ka'es Yesh Pirud L'Vavos Ben HaShvot L'Chein Ze Garam L'Siluk HaShechina Mi'Yaakov L'Chein Omer Shem Yesh B'Lachem P'sul V'Yishivu Lo Shema Yisrael Shem She'en B'Libcha V'Chule Ratzalom She'Be'emes Yesh Banu Ka'es Amo V'Achva V'Tam Estalku Shechino Haya Kanereh Laharos Lo Mashahoya V'Achris Hayomim, that he would not be able to reveal the Kates V'Afal Pi Shein Rael Dov Ezechel Dov Iki Chodesh Teves Mazol Gdi. That's what we spoke about, the remnants of Gdi. And Mirz Hashem, on this day of Asar V'Teves, on which we commemorate the story of Yosef and the Pirud, and later on what's going to happen when the Asarim Wigi Malchus are going to be put to death. But we end Sefer Bereishis with the message of Achdus, of Shema Yisrael. And Amir Tshem, if we can follow in that line, we'll be able to make a tikkun on Asar V'Teves to bring about Amir Tshem, the Keitz HaYomim, Bimheirav Yomeinu Amen.